game week in Atlanta, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai.
Breaks a tackle. Oh, and he's gone. House call. Touchdown. And we're a point after away from being all tied up.
We'll hear from Georgia Tech football head coach Brent Key and other members of the Georgia Tech Athletics Department as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech football, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Runs it right, slams into the end zone. Touchdown, Jackets!
Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
Well, you may have turned off your TV, you may have shut off your radio, you may have powered off your app, but as we saw a week ago Saturday, they give you 60 minutes in a football game for a reason. And on the heels of one of the most dramatic come-from-behind wins in school history, Georgia Tech is back out of the bye, back to work, and looking to build on it. This weekend, Georgia Tech back at Bobby Dodd Stadium at Hyundai Field to take on 3-3 Boston College. We will break down that matchup, look back to, of course, that game at Hard Rock Stadium, and much more over the next hour as we welcome you in to a new edition of the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai. My name is Andy Demetra. I know this man has earned the right to decompress, though that is a very small window for any head coach at this time of year, certainly after the events of a week ago Saturday at Miami. Let's welcome him in now. The man who helped manufacture that miracle finish at Hard Rock Stadium, he is Brent Key. Coach, good to see you again. How are you?
Doing good. How's it going?
It is going well. I know that you guys drank in the adulation and the attention in the aftermath of that Miami game, but you guys have turned the page on that long ago. And as you told your team, it's so what, now what? You know, so how have you tried to manage that in the last week and a half, leaving the back padding behind and getting back to work?
Yeah, it's, you know, at this stage right now, it is, you know, is managing those things, but you want to get to the point where there's not a management of it, that it's just the expectation that you move on from one game to another, whether they're good or bad outcomes in the games. You want to be able to, you know, to learn from them and, you know what you can do better and continue to do what you've done well and be able to move on to the next game.
There's having success and then there's handling success. What do you think your team may have learned post, say, Wake Forest about how to handle that success and approach everything that followed that win with the right mind frame so that you can come out and be that same team against Boston College on Saturday?
That's the most important thing, is the mindset and the mindset that they have, because everyone wants to win. You know, everyone wakes up on Saturday in college football and wants to win. Very, I don't think there's anyone that puts the work in like these young people do and the coaches do and says, "Well, today I'll take a loss." I mean, everyone wants to, but who's willing to, you know, to work to win during the week? Who's willing to work on themselves mentally to put themselves in the right frame of mind and have the right mindset going into a game? And, you know, it's like I told the team on Sunday, there's a want ethic and there's a work ethic. And what do you want to be defined by? We have to be defined by a work ethic and understand what gets us the success that we want.
The other thing you talked about with your team is standard versus identity, playing to your standard versus playing to your identity. What in your mind is the difference between a standard and an identity?
Yeah, standard is you know, what you do, how you do it, you know, when you do it. Are you able to do it? And we've shown to this point that there's a standard where we're able to play to. And I think that's the first step, is creating a standard in your program that everything revolves around. That's the way you go about your business, the way you prepare, the way you, you know, the way you play a game. All right. So we've gotten that part of the equation. We've set what the standard is and how we're supposed to play for 60 minutes, regardless of the clock, regardless of the scoreboard. You know, play with toughness, play with discipline. You know, trust in the plan. You know, trust in the players next to you. Those all are part of, you know, developing a standard in a program. But then when you truly have an identity, that's who you are. You know, there's no different than the name on the back of your jersey. There's no different than your last name and your family name. That's who you are. That sticks with you. And identities in this game have to be created. And, you know, to get to the standard, that's the first step of understanding how to do it consistently. But now, you know, within a game, but now it's the consistency game to game and that really breeds what your identity is.
You are looking to build off that 23-20 win over Miami. I guess We should have known it was coming because the last three times Georgia Tech had played the Hurricanes at Hard Rock Stadium, the total margin of victory was 11 points, and I think everybody will remember those final 26 seconds, Paul Mawala's strip, Kyle Kennard's recovery, and then that drive, 74 yards with no timeouts and 26 seconds on the clock, all culminating in Haynes King's touchdown pass to Christian Leary. I think sometimes to call a game a miracle is to sell the performances of your players short, because they made that miracle happen by taking a number 17 undefeated Miami team down to the final minute of the game. And I think in my mind, it all started with the work your defense did against Tyler Van Dyke. He entered that game second in the nation in passer rating behind Caleb Williams of Southern Cal. You forced him into three interceptions when he had only thrown one all season. What was Kevin Shearer cooking up so well to confuse him all night long?
Well, we got all the guys on the same page. The guys played together as one, and that's what I've been looking for in the defense. With, you know, not to have spurts of playing well, not to have you know, game to game or plays to plays, quarter to quarter, half to half, but to consistently play together for an entire game. And I think the biggest thing that showed up in that game that we've got to continue to do was the tackling on the edge and the perimeter. You know, those guys showed the confidence that. The confidence, number one, in themselves to go up and make the play, but then the confidence that everyone else was around them. And that's what I've been looking for, was the confidence that everyone else was coming in and had your back and was flying to the football in case you did miss that tackle, that you had to be confident to take your shots.
From a tackling turnover standpoint, was that the best your secondary has played this year?
It was. You talk about a standard and identity. Well, they showed the standard that they're able to play to versus, you know, the versus competition, and you know, regardless of, you know, who the competition is. I mean, that's things for, you know, for outside to look at and see. But to us, it's regard. You know, it shouldn't matter if it's the number one team in the country, the 17th team in the country, the, you know, the 30th team in the country, the 50th team. None of that matters. It's our ability to continue to get better each and every week and play the game the way you're supposed to play it.
Take us behind the curtain a bit. What was the conversation on the sideline that you may have had with your offense during that replay review after Paul had gotten the strip and Kyle had gotten the recovery?
Well, at that point, I mean, things are moving fast. And I joked about it after the game and said, you know, it's kind of like Will Ferrell in Old School. you blacked out. And, you know, I think I might have blacked out on the last play. But, you know, up until then, it's everyone wants to make it a lot bigger than it is in real time. And I think that's the biggest challenge of coaches, is to make things small again for the guys, you know, to not make it seem larger than life, larger than it is. As big of a moment as it is, you don't get to enjoy that moment unless you go out and you execute. So to make it more than it is, you got to rely back to the way we practice, the situations we go through in practice. Relying on the way you've been coached, relying on your teammates to be in the spots they're supposed to be in, and you can't make it bigger than it is, because it's already a massively huge moment. It's 74, you know, 75 yards, 74 yards, and, you know, with no timeouts in 22 seconds. I mean, that's not supposed to be done. So to tell them those things, well, they already know that. So it's more about a calming thing. Hey, just, you know, protect up front, do your job, keep your eyes downfield, you know, remember your scramble drill and work to get open.
All right, the play that everybody will remember where they were when it happened, 44 yards, Haynes King to Christian Leary. I know that coaches, they teach the principles to their wide receivers on scrambles like that. How did that show up maybe on that play where Christian was able to get behind the defense, get himself free, and Haynes was able to find him?
Yeah, it was pretty unique, because at that point, I believe it was 12 seconds on the clock. If I'm not mistaken, it was 12 seconds on the clock, and we were on about the 45 yard line, I believe. And, you know, we're trying to get in field goal range. You know, we're working to, what was the score at that point, Andy? I can't remember.
That was 2017.
Yeah, 2017. That's right. So field goal. So I was right.
Yeah. Well, so you were at the 44 yard line. I think there was maybe
44. My
44,
bad.
44, and I think there was 10 seconds left. Not to heighten the drama here.
Okay. You must have written it down.
You know what? It was one of those things where time slowed down, and I will vividly remember every detail from our perch in the radio booth. But, yeah, it was 10 seconds, I think, maybe 9 seconds after you clocked it. Either way, wasn't a lot of time.
Yeah, so we're throwing a route to get the catch and get out of bounds. You know, we have no timeouts. So we're trying to, you know, catch it, get out of bounds, and get enough yardage to get a field goal. We knew where the kick line was, you know, in the long kick line at the end of a game. So, you know, we were in a 2x2 set and really ran kind of comebacks, short comebacks on the outside in order to throw the ball there. And the DBs actually played them. Well, you know, the two inside guys are running vertical seams just to clear it out, to clear the throw out. And when Christian really kind of put his foot down to run the bender and the seam, and it was right about the point where Haynes rolled out and the safety jumped it. And then he really started scrambling where his right. And Christian just, you know, the safety that was over the top of him in the quarters coverage had jumped the route. So Christian just kind of bends it back behind him with the rules that he has. And, you know, it was because of the comebacks, we were running on the outside. The corners were up on them, so there's nobody left deep in the field. So it was a pretty easy throw and catch at that point.
Yeah, it's not backyard football. I mean, you know, Christian in that moment, for him to understand the principles that guide him as far as how to break off and come open, that's not something that I think got talked about nearly enough, that was something that comes from the practice field, that comes from the meeting rooms, just knowing those principles in that moment and to be able to execute.
Yeah, because if the quarterback's scrambling to the right, if you're the deep receiver, if you're the deepest, stay deepest if you can win deep. All right? If you can't win deep, you're supposed to everyone run towards the sideline, throw the ball, catch, get out of bounds. All right? So because the safety had jumped the original route he was running, he was able to be deep and stay deep and just ended up on kind of the perfect angle and throw there for Haynes to be able to hit him with.
Were you surprised, like I kind of was, that Haynes didn't throw the ball out of bounds when those short comeback routes were covered?
No, I'm not. When he was rolling to his right, he's got great awareness of the clock. And when you're at that time, you know, there's, you know, say he was at 6 seconds by the time he, you know, 8 seconds, whatever, when he starts to scramble out to the right. I've said for a long time, Haynes looks to, you know, he scrambles to throw the ball. He has an unbelievable ability to keep his eyes downfield when he scrambles. And I think if Christian obviously had been covered, yeah, he would have thrown it out of bounds. And now you've been down to one play, probably a Hail Mary type situation. But once he saw the scramble drill take effect and work out, he was able to launch it on downfield.
And with that, he certainly made a play that will live in the pantheon of seminal moments in Georgia Tech football. Of course, Georgia Tech will now look to build on that this Saturday noon. Tomy's Leather, your Yellow Jackets, and the 3-3 Boston College Eagles, who themselves are coming out of their bye week. We're just getting the conversation started. Stick around. Much more to come with the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, Brent Key. It's the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai, on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
When it comes to interiors, Hyundai models have serious game.
I'll be the judge of that. I'm in high-end real estate. I know a good interior when I see one.
Well, for starters, we offer first-class features like Android Auto, which you can play in the available Bose premium audio system.
Like whole house audio. Very high-end.
We added available heated front and rear seats. Even the steering wheel heats up.
Comfort is big right now. Also, it's flooded with natural light in here.
And it's got modern conveniences, too, like available wireless device charging.
Open layout, upscale amenities, exquisite driving experience. I could have this under contract in 15 minutes with a 1-hour closing. Let me work up the numbers and get back to you.
It's your journey. Own every mile.
Now, get 2.99% APR for 60 months or up to $1,500 total savings on the 2023 and 2024 Tucson. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends October 31st. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
This is our home, and at Georgia Power, we believe every Georgian deserves a clean energy future. A future that includes around-the-clock nuclear energy, producing zero emissions. And thanks to the dedication of thousands of team members, we've recently completed the newest nuclear unit at Plant Vogtle. A unit that will serve our customers with reliable energy for generations to come. Learn more at georgiapower.com/Vogtle. That's georgiapower.com/VOGTLE.
It's not a trait. It's not a talking point. Here, toughness is a tradition. It's woven into the white and gold, defines everything we do on the flats. Toughness is timeless. Take away the glitz, the flash, the attention, the adulation. Only toughness can lead to greatness. And here, we have more of it than you know. It's forged some of our greatest successes, elevated us beyond what others expect, from a kid to a leader to a miracle. Hall of Famers, national champions, and those who have transformed the sport. And through it all, we've done it our way, not like anyone else, because we don't aspire to be like everyone else. So let others preach it, because we epitomize it. And on game day, you'll learn what Georgia Tech toughness is all about.
Football continues to buzz. Now more of the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Take a taste as I welcome you back on this Thursday night. He's Brent Key. I'm Andy Demetra. It's the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai. Don't forget to join us for Hell of a Block Party before Tomey's Leather between your Yellow Jackets and Boston College Eagles. Mickey Guyton, our Hell of a Block Party musical guest right after Yellow Jacket Alley. So make sure you come out to North Avenue and take in the sights and sounds before we go inside the stadium and welcome back your Jackets to Bobby Dodd Stadium. What was that Sunday like for you, Brent, after the Miami game? If you had to put a number on the text messages that you got from your friends, your family members, your coaching colleagues who all witnessed that game the night before, what number would you put that at?
Not sure. I mean, since it was a bye week, we gave the players and the staff off that Sunday, came back in on Monday, got to work. So I think it was a lot of sleeping, you know, going in. We didn't get back, got home around 5 a.m. So there was a lot of relaxing with family, getting some family time. If you look right now, and there's still that many left.
Yeah, you still got about 77 texts?
77 still on there.
That's not the worst I've seen.
Yeah. There's a couple hundred on there, so...
Let me ask you, because you were on this team, did you at any point in the aftermath get some flashbacks of that 99 game versus Georgia? Just the disbelief down the stretch and just the play that was so unexpected that completely swung it?
Once. I saw Joe after the game,
uh-huh.
And me and Joe Hamm just smiled and said, "That ain't our first time, is it?" So.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. You talked last week about competitive discipline and how that is an integral part of what you're trying to build in this program and an integral part of any team success on Saturdays. Can you explain what you mean by competitive discipline? What in your mind goes into that?
Well, discipline's the ability to do things the right way all the time. Not sometimes, all the time. Do you have the discipline to do that? All right. Well, competitiveness is just that. It's ability to compete. So the competitive discipline is the discipline to compete for the entire length of time that you're given the opportunity. Like, so in the game of football, it's 60 minutes. And to have the competitive discipline to compete and to play the way you're supposed to play for an entire football game, that's a choice and a decision that each and every player makes. It's a choice and a decision each and every coach makes to coach that way. And our team made that choice on that Saturday night to play at 100% for the entire length of the football game, regardless and independent of any clock or scoreboard. And you know, it can sound cliche all you want, but it's truly what the game is. And look, our players knew that you could take a knee there. Our players knew that you could run the clock out there, but they chose to play at 100% and do exactly what Kevin had told them to do during the week. I mean, Kevin said, this game's going to come down to a 4th-and-1, and we're going to have to get a stop, or we're going to have to get a strip on the cause a fumble and get the ball back.
Yeah, because your players could have approached that third down play with resignation. And, you know, anything less than what they showed, you know, that ball would have stayed in the running back's hands and the game would have been over, kneel or not.
Yeah, you know, our team's the one that chose to play that way. There's series sequences throughout the entire game. People want to make a lot about, you know, the choice that was made or not made on the other sideline, but the choice that was made on our sideline was the one that prevailed and was the one that was able to allow us to get the win.
I thought an underappreciated part of the defense's day was on the defensive line in the run game. Miami came in, I think, 9th in the nation in rush offense. He held them to 165 yards on 47 carries. But in the second half, they only averaged 2.4 yards a rush. And it's not like that average was skewed by a bunch of sacks either. So what did the defensive line execute well to limit those explosive plays in the Miami run game?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, they executed what was called. It was not a very complicated plan. It was a well-designed plan to stop their run game based on the things that they had shown to do. There was nothing crazy, out of the ordinary, you know, miraculous defensive front that was invented. It was our guys playing the way that they're capable of, but also believing in the plan, that plan was the way to win the football game. And that's a big part of, you know, to be able to have the competitive disciplines, also the ability to have the belief and trust in the teammate and your teammates around you and the plan that's put in front of you.
Now, just because a defensive game plan is not complicated does not mean it's easy to pull off, because I'm sure there's a temptation with guys to color outside the lines a bit and, you know, not fully trust in the principles that they have to play with. But yet your guys did that. And you look at a guy like Paul Mawala, who got that game-turning forced fumble. You know, we're midway through the season. Paul, sixth-year senior, he seems like he gives you a little bit of everything every single game. What's made him a good fit in your defense?
I'll tell you what, Paul has improved every week. And you usually don't see that out of a guy at that age, a sixth-year senior, to still have that drive to continue to work to improve. But he has, and you know, where he's really gotten into a feel for being here in Atlanta, being here at Georgia Tech, being on this football team. We saw a lot of it during preseason camp, and then, you know, as each game has gone on, he's improved, you know, more and more. And I thought he had a really good football game that night.
What kind of work ethic is he showing, and how has the team benefited from that?
Yeah, well, he's older. He's been through it. He's played a lot of snaps in his career. He knows how to go about his business. He doesn't have to be poked and prodded and pushed and motivated by a coach or a teammate. All right, he's the one that goes out and does exactly what you're supposed to do, the way you're supposed to do it all the time. And to have older guys like that to provide, you know, mentorship and to be an example to the young guys is what this football team needs to continue to have more of.
And speaking of six-year seniors, how about Jalen King? Not only tied his career high with 8 tackles against the Hurricanes, had that interception, long run back that ultimately sets you up for a field goal. You know, it was a shame that with all the publicity that Clayton Powell-Lee and LaMiles Brooks got in the preseason, Jalen almost, through no fault of his own, got forgotten or at least overshadowed. How does he complement, balance out CP Lee and LaMiles, that really as a trio now are just a formidable safety group?
Yeah, it's and I'd be remiss if I didn't put KJ Wallace in there as well. Yeah. It's you got 4 guys that have experience. You know, CP being the youngest of the group, but you know, kind of what we talked about with Paul. You've got, you know, senior leadership, guys that come to work every day. They treat this as a job. It's no different than later on in their lives when they're going to go on and go work in their future careers. They show up. It's a job. They know the way to take care of their bodies, to prepare themselves for games, to be able to control the defense from the back end. You know, and then those guys playing together, you know, with the different, you know, defensive personnel packages that we have in. You know, sometimes they're all in the field. Sometimes it's 3 of them. Sometimes it's 2. I mean, it's a great mix, and they all can play every position. So it depends on what the strengths and weaknesses are of the offense that we're going against, of how we're going to play him in that game.
Yeah, Jalen, he talked in the preseason about trying to go out on his terms, and great to see him be so productive through the first half of the season. He'll get his next crack here at Bobby Dodd Stadium at Hyundai Field on Saturday as your Yellow Jackets take on the Boston College Eagles. Tomis Leather at noon. We'll take another timeout and much more to come. It's the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai, on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Kroger Show. At Kroger, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Kroger app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store, with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Kroger. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is our home, and at Georgia Power, we believe every Georgian deserves a clean energy future. A future that includes around-the-clock nuclear energy, producing zero emissions. And thanks to the dedication of thousands of team members, we've recently completed the newest nuclear unit at Plant Vogtle, a unit that will serve our customers with reliable energy for generations to come. Learn more at georgiapower.com/Vogtle. That's georgiapower.com/VOGTLE.
You know Georgia Tech football is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit ua72.org.
In real estate, it's all about the amenities. I should know. I'm an agent.
At Hyundai, all of our models offer first-class features, like Android Auto, an available Bose premium audio system, heated front and rear seats, and wireless device charging.
It's like an upscale home on wheels in here.
It's your journey. Own every mile.
Now, get 2.99% APR for 60 months or up to $1,500 total savings on the 2023 and 2024 Tucson. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends October 31st. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Atlanta, home of clout, home of culture, home of Georgia Tech. But it's not enough to represent a city. You have to reflect it. And our story is Atlanta's story. A place that influences and innovates. A place that doesn't wait for change, it creates it. A place of relentless drive and undeniable swagger. With a storied past and unstoppable future. That's Atlanta. That's Georgia Tech. So let others wish they were here or pretend they're from here. We are here. And when you take this celebrated program in this world-class city, you get an electricity unlike anything in college football. Welcome to Atlanta, and what's the good word? This is Georgia Tech football.
No better source on Georgia Tech football than our team of Yellow Jacket insiders. This is the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Hyundai and Georgia Tech together in tech, innovation, and progress with the new EV plant in Georgia. Hyundai looks forward to growing ties with the Institute and the community. Together, we're building the future of technology right here in Georgia. Hyundai and Georgia Tech, it's our journey. It's the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai. Welcome you back in on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Georgia Tech all-time 7-4 versus Boston College. They'll look to snap a short two-game slide against the Eagles when we get together at Bobby Dodd Stadium at noon on Saturday. Paul Mawala, by the way, Coach, is our pregame guest on the radio network on Saturday. I know you wanted to add some maturity and some experience to your linebacking core. You can't get much more mature out of the transfer portal than a 23-year-old sixth-year senior who's also engaged. So well done on that with Paul Mawala.
Was that a statement or a question?
It can be both. Whatever your heart desires.
Paul's been a great addition. Yeah. He has him and his fiancée. They're the maturity that he's brought to the team, showing younger guys how to go about your business, how to show up for work every day. Really glad we have him on the team.
Do you know his full name?
Paul.
Paul's only about like 20% of it.
I have coached enough players in my career from the same background as him.
Yeah, Paul is the same descent. Tongan.
And I would never, ever try to pronounce their names out of total respect for them and their family.
Okay. That's a good cover. It is officially Paulailoa Vauvau Olahi Moala. I think I just became an honorary Tongan. That rolled right off the tongue. Thank you very much.
How long did you practice that?
I mean, I'm a broadcaster, so not as much as you think, brother. That's what being called a professional is.
I can say professional. The other I cannot.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It was a bye weekend for you, but for coaches, that means a recruiting weekend. We can't get into specifics of where you and your staff went or which players you came to see, but all told, how many games would you put your team having visited this past weekend?
10 to 15.
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah, 10 to 15. So,
let me put you on the spot. And obviously you were part of that. You're stopping at a gas station between games. You need some snacks. What's the move for Brent Key? What are you picking up?
Can of Zen and a Red Bull.
That's all you need. It'll power you through, won't it?
Yeah.
Say no more. There you go. That'll sustain you.
Used to be Snickers, but I'm kind of off that now. I'm trying to be healthy.
Really? You know, somebody once told me Snickers bar, energy bars, like protein bars, they're just Snickers bars with better PR.
They still taste good.
They still do. And they satisfy, especially after a win like you had at Hard Rock Stadium. How did establishing Haynes King as a running threat in the second half versus Miami help open up the offense? Miami came in leading the nation in rush defense, and Haynes helped you guys run for 57 yards in that third quarter when you guys seemed to find something offensively, and no surprise, you got a couple of touchdowns in that quarter.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a good job of adapting and adjusting at halftime to see what was the best way for us to be able to control the field position, to be able to, you know, be effective when we got in scoring territory, and then as we move further into the red area. And I thought we did a good job of spreading them out a little bit and opening things up and allowing Haynes to be a threat, you know, running and throwing.
It wasn't his best day from a percentage standpoint, just 12 to 25, 151 passing yards. That was a season low as well. But, of course, everybody is willing to set that aside because they know what Haynes did on his final throw versus Miami. But as a whole, what can Haynes learn from his night in Miami?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, we look at getting a win and, you know, playing a complete game that's complementary of all three phases. And you know, they were a good defense. You know, they had, you know, strengths in their offense with the quarterback and their run game. And, you know, we had things offensively that, you know, early on they weren't working. You know, we weren't being able to move the ball the way we wanted to move the ball. And we've got to continue to improve in those areas. And so to be able to adjust at halftime and do things and allow the game to be a little bit more in Haynes' hands, I think it obviously helped us as an offense. It helped us as a team, but it also it picked everyone else around because, you know, we had talked previously the week before that, you know, it can't be all on one person. It's got to be a collective game from everyone on all three phases. So I think by that happening, it allowed everyone to say, hey, you know, he's starting to do his thing. Let's all, you know, continue to elevate the way we're playing and continue to play this game and see what happens in the end. Yeah.
Finally broke the ice with that rushing touchdown, and Jamal Haynes' touchdown wasn't too far behind him. And with Christian Leary, boy, that is just a great message that you never can take yourself mentally out of a game. Here he was. Didn't have a reception all day, didn't have many targets, but there he was on the spot coming through when it mattered the most. That seems like that's a very teachable moment for the rest of the guys in the locker room, just what Christian Leary was able to do on Saturday.
Yeah, it is, and Christian's a great kid. You know, really fortunate to have him in the program, and He's getting better every week. He's improving every week. We've got to continue to get the ball in his hand and allow him to do those things. And Christian's learning, you know, he through the week also of practicing and that when you practice the right way and continue to, not that he's practiced bad, but he's elevating the way he practices. And the more he continues to do that, the more good things will happen when you don't expect them to happen. And I've been happy for him, for Christian, and excited to see him continue to move forward.
And the ball. You said at your press conference today that Chase Lane, full go in practice this week. And so a pretty good chance that we'll see him suit up on Saturday.
Yeah, you're excited to see Chase back. I know he's excited to get back out there and get with his teammates, get on the field and do what he loves to do. And you know, with any time somebody comes back from an injury, you're never going to push him to go out there and play and expect him to play, you know, 70, 80 plays in the game. But just knowing that he'll be out there on the field with us and being knowing that he'll be effective, you know, to for our offense and effectively, you know, the defense has to guard him. I mean, that's the other thing is when the defense knows someone's out there that's a really good player, it changes the way they look at things.
Boy, and when he came out in the South Carolina State game, I think the world had not yet known just how talented Eric Singleton is. So you get him back along with Eric Singleton. You got Christian Leary now. The light bulb's starting to come on. Dominic Laylock has been steady. Abdul Jinnah as well. A lot of weaponry suddenly surrounding Haynes King as you dive into the second half of the regular season, which, of course, begins on Saturday, noon, the kickoff time between your Yellow Jackets and the Boston College Eagles. We'll take another timeout, and we'll continue the conversation with head coach Brent Key. It's the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
It's football time, which turns Sunday and Thursday into the best days of the week. Well, they just got better, because now through October 29th, Keno has 30% higher payouts during bonus hours. Win $500, it becomes $650. The bonus hours are Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m., and Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. So play Keno online and anywhere Keno is sold and get 30% higher payouts during bonus hours. Sundays, 1 to 3 p.m., and Thursdays, 6 to 8 p.m., only from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
You know Georgia Tech football is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Join us prior to Georgia Tech's home game versus Boston College on Saturday, October 21st, as Grammy-nominated contemporary country artist Mickey Guyton will be in concert at Hell of a Block Party driven by Hyundai. Hell of a Block Party driven by Hyundai transforms North Avenue into a pregame street party starting 4 hours before each home game, and the festivities and concerts are free. Get your game ticket and more information at RamblinRec.com. Sting 'em.
It's not a trait. It's not a talking point. Here, toughness is a tradition. It's woven into the white and gold, defines everything we do on the flats. Toughness is timeless. Take away the glitz, the flash, the attention, the adulation. Only toughness can lead to greatness. And here, we have more of it than you know. It's forged some of our greatest successes, elevated us beyond what others expect, from a kid to a lead to a miracle. Hall of Famers, national champions, and those who have transformed the sport. And through it all, we've done it our way, not like anyone else, because we don't aspire to be like everyone else. So let others preach it, because we epitomize it. And on game day, you'll learn what Georgia Tech toughness is all about.
Go the latest on Yellow Jackets football. It's the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Yellow Jacket fans, be sure to visit GeorgiaPower.com/community to learn new ways to stay connected. Georgia Power, the official energy sponsor of Georgia Tech Athletics. Power on Georgia. Look forward to you filling up Bobby Dodd Stadium at Hyundai Field here on Saturday. Georgia Tech versus Boston College. And, of course, make sure to come and check out Hell of a Block Party, driven by Hyundai as well before the game. We were talking about your receiving core before the break, Coach. And how about Dylan Leonard on Wednesday? He was named one of 20 semifinalists for the Jason Witten Collegiate Man of the Year Award. I know you have said several times this fall, Dylan Leonard is the embodiment of a Tech man. What goes into Dylan Leonard earning that distinction from you?
Yeah, I mean, he's earned everything that he's gotten. You know, he goes about his business on the field. He goes about his business in the classroom. He goes about his business in the community. He's a role model for younger people. He's a role model for younger guys on the team. And he is going to have an outstanding career in life when he leaves this place. And you know, whether that's in football, you know, whether that's in business, he just, I mean, Dylan will come sit here in the office sometimes on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, and he'll pop in and we'll sit here and just talk about real estate or talk about investing. He's got such a sharp mindset. You know, he's a big picture thinker. He's an outside the box thinker at that. He's not someone that's just going to, you know, go to and work a 9-to-5 and, you know, punch a clock. You know, he's got big things in front of him.
I talked with him this week for our Tech Talks interview, and that'll be posted on social media tomorrow. But I loved what he said. I will always bleed white and gold. And boy, that's just music to any Jacket fan's ears from Dylan Leonard. And, you know, with Buster's offense, it's very tight end friendly, and just the number of two tight end sets that you often see. What makes Buster's offense very compatible to guys like Dylan and Luke Benson? We've seen Brett Seither have his moments as well, where the tight ends are a factor in this offense.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to have the right guys at that position. They're matchup guys. They allow you to have bigger bodies on the field, you know, not just to catch the ball, but to block. And not the thing that Buster does a good job of is it's not blocking in regards to, you know, lining up just at the line of scrimmage and, you know, playing, you know, bringing the Battle of Gettysburg out there and putting everybody in the box. It's, you know, those guys split out at receiver. They're able to block for others and you know, the versatility and the multiplicity that he brings with them.
I know you're at home this weekend, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this. In your first three true road games this year, you've only allowed 16 combined points in the first half, which is pretty remarkable. Ole Miss, Wake Forest, Miami, those three games combined, only 16 points from the opposition before halftime. And that's so important in not letting an opponent seize control of the game early and build that momentum. Why do you think your team has excelled on defense on the road in the first half?
I don't know if there's a correct answer. It's probably been the most asked question that I've had the last couple of weeks. You know, if there was a simple answer to it, or, you know, you just flick a switch and have it happen all the time. But I think there's a little bit of a me against the world mentality with our guys. There's a, you know, the interesting thing about these guys, you know, they're no different than any other kid on this campus. You know, they love challenges. They like to do things the hard way. Well, now we've got to make sure that they understand that whether you're home, you're on the road, whether the scoreboard says you're up or down, none of that stuff matters. All right? The challenge is to do it all the time. The challenge is to be consistent in the way you go about doing things. I don't know if there's a, you know, anything much more than a coincidence that it happens, but, you know, maybe two times it's coincidence, but after three times it becomes something you got to look at and say, okay, what is the reason why, and how do we, you know, become consistent doing it all the time?
Keep that us against the world mentality, but here at home. You talked this week as well about changing the home game routine. For those who don't know, your team stays at a hotel to ward off the distractions the night before home games as well. But you yourself said you wanted to reevaluate some things, so you're actually getting to the hotel tomorrow about a couple of hours earlier than you had been. What all went into that decision?
Just the evaluation of the week to week, game to game. I'm big on routine. I want the routine to be the same for these kids. I think young people thrive with organization and routine. But then you look at, well, what's different about our routine at a home game and an away game? Well, obviously you travel, but you know the time we get to the hotel is a couple hours earlier on the road. So we wanted to be able to have that same time frame here, so they have a chance to go to their room, relax, take a nap, unwind, decompress a little bit before coming down to meetings and dinner that night.
I'm sure that AC in your room, it's about as low as you can go, right? You seem like a 59 degree type of guy.
You can take it to 55, I believe, if you know the code.
You want to share that with everybody? You can do a public service for all the fans listening.
So
I'm sure the hotel operators will not appreciate it. But
you would be shocked or not shocked if I told you how I figured that out.
Probably one of your players.
Yes. One young man named Ryan Johnson.
Ah, Hoss.
Hoss.
Don't let the nickname fool you. Yeah. So he cracked the code.
Hoss knew how to crack the code and take it from the standard 68, 69 degrees down to 55.
Wow. And you've been sleeping comfortably at 55 ever since.
Ever since.
That is lineman weather inside the hotel room, if I've ever heard it. We'll take another timeout. Again, Boston College coming to town to take on your Yellow Jackets. We'll dive into the Eagles, what kinds of challenges they will present. They're also coming off a bye, 3-3. You might recall they played number 4 Florida State within 2 points back in September. So certainly a challenge awaiting your Yellow Jackets at Bobby Dodd Sandemel Hyundai Field this Saturday. As we wrap up another week and another edition of the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
ACC play begins on Saturday, October 21st, when Boston College comes to the Flats and we celebrate Parents and Family Weekend. Then continues Saturday, October 28th, versus the nationally ranked North Carolina Tar Heels for homecoming. Enjoy the free pregame concerts and festivities starting 4 hours before kickoff of each game that make up the hell of a block party driven by Hyundai that has transformed North Ave into a pregame street party. Tickets start at just $35. For more info, visit RamblinRack.com. Sting 'em.
On game day, success starts with a great game plan. No matter if you're at home or on the road, greatness starts here with the Ford F-150 truck. Delivering a rare combination of power and smart technology like the available class-exclusive Pro Power onboard, Ford F-150 helps make great things possible. See your local Ford dealer and score a great offer on F-150. See owner's manual for important operating instructions. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GBWR.
Football time, which turns Sunday and Thursday into the best days of the week.
Well, they just got better, because now through October 29th, Keno has 30% higher payouts during bonus hours. Win $500, it becomes $650.
The bonus hours are Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m., and Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
So play Keno online and anywhere Keno is sold and get 30% higher payouts during bonus hours. Sundays, 1 to 3 p.m., and Thursdays, 6 to 8 p.m. Only from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Atlanta, home of cloud, home of culture, home of Georgia Tech. But it's not enough to represent a city. You have to reflect it. And our story is Atlanta's story. A place that influences and innovates. A place that doesn't wait for change, it creates it. A place of relentless drive and undeniable swagger. With a storied past and unstoppable future. That's Atlanta. That's Georgia Tech. So let others wish they were here or pretend they're from here. We are here. And when you take this celebrated program in this world-class city, you get an electricity unlike anything in college football. Welcome to Atlanta, and what's the good word? This is Georgia Tech football.
Tech football continues to buzz. Now more of the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Georgia Tech seeking to move to 3-1 in the ACC for the first time since 2017. That opportunity awaits them on Saturday noon. Tomy's Leather, the Yellow Jackets, and the Boston College Eagles. Our network airtime on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports at 10 o'clock. We'll visit with offensive line coach Jeep Wade, our Better Know a Jacket pregame interview presented by the Tech Way. Linebacker Paul Mawala, who is certainly very much a part of that miracle finish in Miami. And, of course, we'll hear from the head coach himself, Brent Key. And we'll hear from head coach Brent Key right now as we wrap up the final edition and final segment of the show. Coming out of a bye, I've always wondered, Coach, how much angst does a staff feel because of the possibility of getting the so-called unscouted looks from your opponent? Boston College itself is coming out of a bye, so, you know, I'm sure they've had some opportunities to go under the hood themselves and tinker and maybe add in a couple of wrinkles.
Maybe a little bit, but I don't think there's any more angst that comes after a bye week than comes after a normal week. Okay. It's about what we do. It's about how we prepare. It's about how we go play, and everything we've talked about for the last 2-3 weeks is about how we go out and compete, about how we go out and play. It's about what we do. So now all of a sudden to flip it and talk all about the other team would just be, you know, counterproductive from what we've been working on the last 3 weeks.
So Boston College, they opened the year losing at home to Northern Illinois. The following week they took on Holy Cross, which went to the semifinals of the FCS playoffs last year. Very good program, but they had to sweat that out, beat them by a field goal. But yet, they seem to be getting better with each week, and it's kind of interesting to watch how their identities evolved from the beginning of the season. How would you characterize Boston College's offensive identity?
Run-driven. They are, and that's who BC has been for 20 years. It doesn't matter, you know, who the coach is. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. They've had multiple first round guys up there, but that's the identity of Boston College football. They're going to line up, they're going to run the ball, they're going to get in heavy sets, they're going to pound you, and sometimes it's with, you know, design quarterback runs, sometimes it's with their, you know, their two running backs who are both 215 plus pound guys. You know, they've had a lot of really good players there in the past, and they still going to take pride and have an identity of running the football. And we know that's what it's going to be. We've got to be prepared for it. We've got to strap it up. And like you said, they've improved every week. They've really found what their identity is, who they, you know, who they are, and how they're going to do things. And they're doing it through their through the quarterback and those running backs.
Yeah, that would be Thomas Castellanos, transfer from UCF. He's a Waycross kid. 83 rushing yards per game for Castellanos. That leads all quarterbacks nationally in the FBS. Is it a lot of the zone read, RPO stuff, type stuff, where they try to get him going? How do they try to spring him in the running game?
No, goodness, I don't know if they've run, you know, 5 zone reads all okay. year. They're more counter reads, gap scheme reads, you know, a lot of power read. You know, they're, you know, we call upside down plays where, you know, he's reading the running back goes one way, he goes the other. You know, there's wing T elements in it. There's wildcat elements in it. There's design quarterback runs where they're going to line up and truly run two back power, two back counter, you know, two back ISO, two back, you know, duo plays with him as the running back. Then they'll put 6-7 offensive linemen in the game and go straight downhill with the running back or with the quarterback as well. So, you know, the plus one run game is going to be important to understand, you know, to stop it. You know, when they do throw the ball, he has the ability to take off and scramble like no other, like no one we've seen this year, and probably like no one will see the rest of the season. He's not someone that you conventionally prepare for. He's not. He's a problem out there.
You said in your press conference earlier today, you won a lot of games in your career with guys like him. I'm guessing dating back to your time at Alabama. So does that give you any more insight on what it'll take to bottle him up and contain him, get him a certain level of discomfort?
Well, you know, I've won a lot of games in my career with quarterbacks like that. Well, let's not forget one of the greatest ones was the guy who played here. And yeah. When Joe was a young quarterback here at Georgia Tech, he was a lot of the same characteristics. I mean, he had, you know, this guy's a live arm now. You know, this guy, he can throw the ball you know, now the consistency of throwing it within the reads of the offense, those would get, they're getting better every week. You can see it. And you know, Joe could take a bad play and make it a 30, 40 yard gain just on his feet alone and his instincts and the ability to run. And so then moving on from there, I mean, you know, at UCF early in the day, we had a guy named Jeff Godfrey, who was a true freshman. And I mean, won the conference championship, and he was conference player of the year as a true freshman, and doing a lot of the similar things. And then moving forward to having Jalen and working with Jalen for those years at Alabama.
Defensively, what's BC's strengths?
They're very consistent in what they do. They mix in, they're going to play heavy techniques up front. They're going to try to gap you out.
What do you mean by heavy technique?
Okay, so basically, if you've got two defensive tackles, right? You know, one plays in the A gap, one plays in the B gap. Right? Well, you can either play single gap technique where those guys are jet mode up the field, being disruptive, right? And then the backers overlap over them, or you play heavy two gap type techniques where those guys are going to step in and really two gap the guard, two gap the guards, or two gap the center, which means that's not going to allow the next adjacent lineman to be able to combination block with them to get up to a linebacker, and it frees the backers up. So they have a good mix and combination of those. They'll run the line stunts and games where they cancel gaps out in the run game. And what that means is, you know, you have a defensive tackle and a defensive end. All right. Well, they want to put all the backers, and so the defensive tackle and the defensive end are to the right. All right. They're allowed to shift the backers all the way over to the left and then twist the end inside of the defensive tackle to play in the A gap, and then bring the support player from the outside, being the safety or the corner, being a support player. So it kind of funnels everything and pushes it pushes everything back outside. So they've run the same scheme for the entirety that the head coach has been there. You know, they understand who they are from a talent standpoint, and they try to make sure that the guys are in position to make plays, and they play football that's relative to the talent level they have in certain positions. You know, everyone's not going to have 11 first-round All-Americans out there. So they don't put those guys in position to get them beat if they have someone they don't feel like might not be as good as someone else. So they do a good job of playing your plays. They do a good job of, you know, mixing in linebacker blitzes. And, you know, number 42, their Mike Backer is a
– Yeah, Vinny DePalma.
Yeah, Vinny is a I think fifth leading tackler in the conference right now. So he plays tackle to tackle, and then third down they get in some exotic blitz fronts to try to pressure the quarterback.
And you also got to be fierce on fourth down, because Boston College has converted the second most fourth downs in the nation. They were leading the country before their bye, but still 14 of 20, and that's a pretty high hit rate. Does that change the calculus of things for you guys defensively when you're facing a third down against BC?
A little bit. It factors in more to possessions and how many possessions you're going to get offensively, and then how the special teams is going to be able to or not able to control the field position.
Now 14 of 20, so it'll be a four quarter and four down game, no doubt, at Bobby Dodd Stadium at Hyundai Field. Can't wait to see you here for noon at Tomy's Leather. And on that, we will wrap up this week's edition of the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai. Coach, always appreciate the time. Good chatting with you, and we'll talk to you again on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Go Jackets.
He's Brent Key. I'm Andy DeVenture. From all of us, once again, we will see you here on Saturday. Thanks for listening to the Brent Key Coaches Show, driven by Hyundai, presented by Legend Sports.
Fall is finally upon us, and that means football season, pumpkin spice, and bugs. But it's still warm here in Georgia, which means the local populations of pests like mosquitoes, ants, roaches, and rodents are still out and about. Luckily, you can trust the experts at Arrow Exterminators to protect your family and keep your home or business pest-free inside and out. The professionals at Arrow understand that it's not just any home, it's your home. Schedule your free pest inspection today. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit Arrow Exterminators.
2024 is closer than you think.
Whoa, let's have Halloween first.
The new year always brings
new prices.
Getting a fresh R.S. Andrews AC or furnace now is guaranteed to save you money next year.
It's good to celebrate early.
Just another way R.S. Andrews makes you smile. You'll save money on the new system, and you'll save for years on your energy bills.
I'm smiling about the new year.
RSAndrews.com. How can we make you smile?
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
This time of year, life can be a lot. School, sports, travel, holidays, decorating the house over and over. The last thing you want is to be surprised by a winter gas bill. Life is complicated. Natural gas shouldn't be. At Georgia Natural Gas, we keep it simple with low rates that save you money. So protect yourself from winter surprises with our best discount of the year. Visit GNG.com today. It's that simple.
You've been listening to the Coach Brent Key Show, driven by Hyundai, live on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Join us each week of the season to get the latest on Yellow Jackets football and all things Georgia Tech athletics. We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.